On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Theresa May will spend the next fortnight trying to persuade the country and MPs to back her Brexit deal. She's currently chairing a cabinet meeting, the first since EU leaders approved it yesterday. A crucial vote in the Commons will take place in mid-December. Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt admits passing the agreement will be challenging, but he's still hopeful.
She has secured this deal, which is the most realistic prospect of us actually leaving the EU on the 29th of March. And so I think all MPs will be wrestling with their consciences over the next 2 weeks and thinking hard about what their constituents actually want in a situation like this.
KMFM News.
Charities say with the weather turning, it's only a matter of time before someone dies trying to cross the channel to Kent in small dinghies. More than 100 migrants are thought to have been rescued off the coast in the past month. It's believed smugglers are taking them part of the way and dropping them off in the channel. Chris Hogben is from the National Crime Agency.
By the time we have contact with the migrants, there aren't any smugglers on board the boats. So, of course, we're working hard with our UK law enforcement partners, with the French law enforcement as well, to identify the criminals who are actually behind this.
The Environment Secretary is calling for urgent action on climate change as new forecasts predict warmer and drier weather in the UK. Sea levels are also projected to rise over the 21st century. A man's been attacked and had his phone stolen while walking in Ashford. The victim, who's in his 40s, has told police he was approached by two men on Newtown Road in the early hours of yesterday. The number of people sleeping rough in part of Kent has fallen by half in the last year. An annual count has found 23 people living on the streets of Thanet, down from 46 in 2017. It's being put down to the work of a new multi-agency team of police officers, housing officials, mental health workers and the Kent-based homelessness charity Porchlight.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
KMFM's been told more than 100 children near Maidstone will now have a safer route to and from school after a new footbridge was installed over the M20. The original structure at Teapot Lane in Aylesford was knocked down in September, because it wasn't tall enough for lorries to go under when the road is turned into a smart motorway. Students at Aylesford School helped design the new bridge. Tanya Kelvey is the head teacher.
The last bridge was only at waist height, which caused a health and safety issue for our students walking across with all these lorries going over. It also shook a lot. So they came up with the idea that it should be much taller so that students felt safer.
Some of the youngsters officially opened the crossing earlier today. It's thought uncertainty over Brexit might be to blame for a drop in the number of properties sold in Kent this year. The latest data shows up to the end of July, just over 13,400 were sold in the county. That's down 14% on the same 7 months last year. The Royal Institution of Chartered Surveyors says money worries have also affected buyers as the cost of properties continues to rise. A 31-year-old man's been arrested on suspicion of spraying graffiti onto a building near Sevenoaks. Officers were called to Station Road in Edenbridge last night and seized a number of spray paint cans and cannabis. Work on a £1.4 million upgrade to Chatham Railway Station is getting underway. It'll include remodelling of the roads around the station and a makeover of the forecourt, along with new taxi bays and public art. The station will stay open while the work's done and it should all be finished by next spring.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
England's cricketers have completed a Test Series whitewash victory in Sri Lanka for the first time. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Ishmael.
Well, they've won the final test by 42 runs in Colombo after bowling the hosts all out for 284. Captain Joe Root says it's a proud moment for his side.
We knew we were capable of winning in these conditions, but to do it in the way that we have and to perform as consistently as we have, I think is a real improvement for this group of players. It shows the learning and the ability within the squad, and hopefully we can use this now as a springboard to move forward and keep improving.
Elsewhere, cricket's world governing body has submitted a bid for women's 2020 cricket to be included at the 2022 Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. The ICC will make its presentation to an assessment panel early next month. The sport was last featured at the Commonwealth Games in 1998 when a men's 50-over tournament was played in Kuala Lumpur. And in ice hockey, they've finally done it. Kent's Invicta Dynamos have got their first win of the season.
Thanks to every single one of you over the last past weeks. We're celebrating to tonight. Finally got them points.
Coach Kevin Parrish there after a 3-2 victory away to MK Thunder. It followed a defeat to Peterborough Phantoms on Saturday.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.